You're listening to A Prissity by Millie Wilcox. Episode 4, Disheveled Wet Curls. Chris had not forgotten to record the lecture Monday night, and Stephanie enjoyed listening to it the next day. He was actually a pretty funny teacher. He was also very knowledgeable about the subject, but when a student made the comment that he had made a mistake, he owned up to it quickly and said,
"Thanks for pointing that out."
It was refreshing that he did not try to explain or ignore his mistake. After listening to the lecture, she texted Chris, "Should I plan on your kids from 2:30 to 7:30? He replied with a thumbs up. Stephanie got to work cleaning the house. It was a futile effort, but at least when she was done, it was cleaner. The doorbell rang, and Stephanie opened the door for Chris and his kids. Caden still had his backpack on. This time, Amara practically jumped into Stephanie's arms. Chris looked a lot less stressed than the day before.
"Hey, thanks."
"You're welcome."
"And I didn't forget to press record."
"I know, I've already watched it."
"Did I talk too slowly this time?"
"If you're asking if I listened at 1.5 speed, then yes, I did." Chris smiled. He handed Stephanie the diaper bag and then he left. The kids played really well again for the most part. When Stephanie had to run Trey to basketball practice, Charlotte watched Caleb, Emery, and Levi. She wasn't sure if Chris was okay with Charlotte watching his kids, so she had to bring them along with her, just in case. Matthew usually tagged along everywhere she went, but she put Amara in his car seat, so he was excited he got to sit in Caleb's booster instead. When she got back, she made all the kids chicken nuggets and french fries. Caleb didn't eat, of course. He never ate. She tried to convince him to eat something else. He finally decided on crackers, but he only ate two before he ran off to play. After dinner, they got out the homework. Charlotte offered to help Emery with hers, and Stephanie was happy to let her. Too bad she didn't offer to help Levi, too. Levi always resisted doing homework, and it was really emotionally draining for Stephanie. Amara was fussy, so Stephanie bounced her on her hip as she read Levi his spelling words. After a while, Amara fell asleep on Stephanie's shoulder. She laid her on her bed, and then she pulled out the portable crib from her closet and carefully transferred Amara to it. Stephanie walked out to the living room where Caden and Caleb were playing. Stephanie asked, "Caden, do you have homework?" Caden hopped up and ran to get his backpack, where it was sitting by the front door. He pulled out a calendar.
"I'm supposed to read for 20 minutes, but my dad said I don't actually have to read for 20 minutes,"
he announced. He showed Stephanie the calendar.
"Then you have to sign the box."
The calendar only had a few squares that had been signed. A couple at the beginning of the month were signed by Jody, and every Friday was signed by Chris. The rest were empty. "Great, let's pick a book off the shelf." Stephanie showed him the picture books. She held up one about a farm. "How about this one?" Caden took it from her and opened it and looked at the words. He frowned up at her.
"Do you have one with less words?"
Stephanie put the book back and showed him a book about a duck. Caden opened it up and frowned at her again.
"You have one with less words,"
he said timidly. She put the duck book back and handed him one about a puppy. It only had a few easy words on each page. He opened it and frowned up at her. "I bet you can read this one. I'll help you," she encouraged. So Caden and Stephanie sat together on the couch. Caden opened the book and began to sound out the words. Stephanie thought about Emery, who was only a year older than him, and was already reading full chapter books. Caden stumbled over each simple word. When he got stuck, he looked up at Stephanie. "Behind," Stephanie helped him with the word. He frowned at her. "It's okay," she said sweetly. "You're doing great. Keep going." After about 5 minutes, it was clear that Caden was beginning to shut down. He was struggling with even the shortest word, so Stephanie said, "You've been working hard. Good job, Caden. Do you want me to read the rest?" Caden nodded. Then he laid his head on Stephanie's shoulder as she finished the story. When Chris got back at 7:30, all of the kids except for Trey and Amara were sitting in the living room. Trey was still at basketball practice. Amara was still asleep in Stephanie's room. Charlotte sat working on her homework on one couch, and everyone else was sitting on the other couch. Caleb and Matthew were sitting on Stephanie's lap. Emery and Caden were nestled close to Stephanie, listening to a storybook, and Levi sat on the back of the couch. He was pretending to listen to the story, but he was mostly just tormenting the other kids. He kept sticking his toe into Emery's ear. He had an impish laugh any time he was teasing someone. Chris knocked on the door. Levi hopped off the couch and went to open it. Stephanie pointed at him as if to say, "You behave." Levi opened the door.
"Hey, butthead,"
he said. Stephanie put her hand over her face as Chris trepidatiously walked in.
Hey,
he said to Levi. Caden jumped down and ran over to the door, climbed up onto the edge of the couch and jumped into his dad's arms.
I told you not to jump on me like that,
Chris said under his breath. Caden slipped down out of his arms.
Dad, we can't go yet. It's story time.
Chris glanced at Stephanie. She held up a stack of children's books.
I guess I don't want to ruin story time.
Chris sat down on the couch by the door. He looked like he was feeling pretty awkward. Levi jumped on the back of the couch again. When he stuck his toe in Stephanie's ear, she reflexively whacked him with the back of her hand. Levi lost his balance and fell off the back of the couch. Oh, how embarrassing, Stephanie thought. Fail! She imagined a big red stamp, stamping the word fail across her forehead. I'm sorry, you okay? Stephanie said to Levi. She couldn't get up to help him because she was under too many kids.
Mom, you pushed me off the couch!
Levi said incredulously. Stephanie put her hand over her face again and shook her head.
Hey, I'm a witness,
Chris said to Levi.
You definitely fell off the couch by yourself.
Thanks, Stephanie said, relieved. The last thing I need is for CPS to come to my house. Chris gave her a thumbs up. Levi was about to speak again when Stephanie reached up and grabbed his shirt collar. You, go take a shower, now. Levi thought about it. Or no screen time tomorrow, she added. He thought some more. Your choice, Stephanie said. Then she let go of her shirt and opened the book. As she began reading the story, Levi hopped off the back of the couch and left the living room. Once upon a time, there was a little fat, comfortable gray squirrel called Timmy Tiptoes, she read. She had the story so well memorized that she didn't have to look at the words to read it. The most forgetful squirrel in the wood was called Silvertail. She glanced up at Chris. He was watching her. It made her feel a little bashful.
No, you're supposed to sing that part, remember, Mom?
Emery said. No, honey, I'm not going to sing it, Stephanie said quietly.
Mom, you have to,
Emery whined.
Yeah, you have to sing it. You always sing it,
Caleb said.
Yeah, sing it. I want to hear it,
Caden joined in.
Dad always would sing it,
Emery said. She knew exactly what to say to get under Stephanie's skin. Now she really did have to sing it. She glanced at Chris.
Do you want me to leave so you can sing the book?
He asked plainly. No, you don't have to leave, Stephanie stammered. So Stephanie sang the book. My little old man and I fell out. How shall we bring this matter about? Bring it about as well as you can and get you gone, you little old man. She felt pretty silly singing the goofy song in front of Chris. He looked like he was trying not to laugh. She glared at him and somehow managed to make it to the end of the story. Just as she was closing the book, Amara suddenly yelled out from the other room and started crying. Stephanie slid out from under the kids. Chris made it to the bedroom door first, but looked hesitant to open it, so Stephanie opened the door to her bedroom just in time to hear the too familiar sound of a little person throwing up.
Ah,
Chris exclaimed. Stephanie walked into the bedroom and picked up Amara. She held her over the crib. Her clothes and hair were covered in barf. Chris stood in the doorway trying to decide what to do, but when he saw the mess, he walked over to help. He hesitantly took Amara from Stephanie and held her as far away from his body as he could. He looked mortified.
I am so sorry,
he said, glancing down at the crib. It was covered in throw-up as well.
I'll go buckle her up in the car, then I'll come back and clean up the mess.
Don't put her in the car like that, Stephanie snapped. Here. She walked into the master bathroom. Chris stood in the bedroom holding Amara out at arm's length over the crib, unsure what to do. Amara cried and squirmed. Come put her in the bath, Stephanie commanded as she kicked her dirty laundry into a pile, trying to discreetly cover her underwear with her other laundry. Chris, seeing no other option, walked into the bathroom and placed Amara in the bathtub. He knelt down beside the tub and carefully started to peel off Amara's messy clothes as she squealed in objection. Stephanie was embarrassed by her atrocious bathroom. She grabbed a towel and began wiping the grimy edge of the bathtub. She had to awkwardly maneuver around Chris. Sorry, she muttered uncomfortably. Chris sat there holding Amara's soiled clothes between his thumb and finger, unsure where to put them. Amara grabbed onto Chris's arm and tried to stand up, but he sat her back down as she cried.
Ugh, Amara, now my arm is all messy,
Chris complained. I'll get you a bag. Stephanie hurried into the kitchen and grabbed a couple of grocery bags. As she passed to the other kids, she told them, get ready for bed, in her I mean business voice. When she got back to the bathroom, Chris had carefully rolled up Amara's clothes and sat them on the toilet. He had turned on the water to the bath. Stephanie could see right away he had turned it too hot. It gets hot really suddenly, she said urgently as she leaned over to adjust the temperature. After she had turned the knob, she realized she was leaning right over the top of Chris. He looked up at her and gave her a weird look. Sorry, she muttered again. Stephanie hurried out of the bathroom, feeling really flustered now. She went back to the kitchen for more bags, paper towels, and sanitizing wipes. She had started cleaning up the mess in the portable crib when she remembered the bathroom didn't have clean towels, so she went to the kitchen to wash her hands and then down to the laundry room. She noticed a pair of pajamas Matthew had outgrown in the ginormous heap of clean laundry waiting to be folded. She grabbed the pajamas, too. On her way through the living room, she grabbed a clean diaper out of Amara's diaper bag. Stephanie went back into the bathroom and handed the towel, pajamas, and diaper to Chris.
Thank you,
he said.
I'm so sorry. I will clean up the bed in a sec.
Don't worry about it. I'll get the bed, you get the kid. That's how Jason and I would always do it. It's nice to have two parents in moments like this. Stephanie felt uncomfortable as she realized what she may have implied by what she said. I mean, it used to be nice, when it was nice, you know what I mean. Chris gave her the weird look again and cleared his throat. Stephanie hurriedly left to go finish cleaning the bed. After a while, Chris walked out of the bathroom with Amara on his hip. She was dressed in Matthew's pajamas. Her hair was wet and sticking straight up in disheveled curls. It made Stephanie smile. Chris rubbed his neck.
I'm really sorry,
he said again. Chris, Stephanie said intensely. Kids throw up. Don't be sorry about it for one second.
I'll figure something else out for tomorrow so you don't have to watch sick kids,
he replied. No way. We've already been exposed, Stephanie said. Chris grimaced.
I'm just so sorry.
Stop apologizing. I guarantee we would have been exposed one way or another. We attend 3 different schools here, 4 if you count Caden. I just plan on catching everything that goes around. I just meant it makes much more sense for me to watch your kids now than for someone else to watch them. Chris clenched his teeth and nodded. They walked out of the bedroom. Caden was playing cards with Caleb on the living room floor.
Get your shoes on, Caden. It's time to go,
Chris said.
Aw,
Caden said, disappointed.
Can we come back tomorrow?
Chris just clenched his teeth some more. Then he pulled an envelope out of his pocket and handed it to Stephanie. It was the kind of envelope you get from the bank. No, you don't have to pay me, she said.
Please, just take it. I feel terrible. It makes me feel a little better about it,
Chris grumbled. Okay, but I'm trying to feel better about myself by doing some service, and it's not service if you pay. So if you pay me, then you better bring them over again tomorrow so I can watch them for free, so I can get my service in, Stephanie insisted. Chris smiled a tired smile at Stephanie. See you tomorrow, then, she replied. Chris clenched his teeth, opened the front door, and ushered Caden out. Then he left with Amara and closed the door behind him. Stephanie noticed he had left his diaper bag. She didn't say anything. He would be back tomorrow.